Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be with you every Saturday. I'm Patty Mack, and you're listening to Lifestyle right here from 1 to 2 on CFAX 1070. Christmas is around the corner, less than a month away. Later in the show, we're going to talk to Allison Reese about maybe the family coming together at Christmas, whether you have teens or young adults, how that's all going to play out, maybe some hints to help you through that. Also, Tracy Drake is here. She's from Niche Magazine, and she's got some great ideas for the holiday party, the little black dress, all kinds of things to help us through the holiday season. How are you, Tracy?
I am great, Patty. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Now, you know, you always give me great ideas for the show, holiday fashion trends, all the different looks, all kinds of stuff. Let's start with the holiday fashion trends because it sort of comes and goes. I see sort of a Mad Men thing. What are you seeing? I mean, sometimes you see different articles and you don't really know.
It's interesting that you said Mad Men because I think that the whole retro look is sort of starting to take center stage right now. And, you know, I was at an event last weekend, the Pamper for Purpose, which was an awesome one. I was the MC for that event, and I was telling the ladies that, the holidays is a tough time for everyone in terms of, you know, trying to gift buy for your groups and just get through the holidays. It's just an expensive time. So holiday dressing should be a very creative time. And I often tell ladies that look into your closet to see what you have, specifically if you love vintage or if you have things that perhaps might be a throwback to, say, about 10 years ago.
Because, you know, we often have these dresses for special occasions, and we only wear them once or twice. Gotcha. And even if we wore them in the day, say, 10 years ago, they're back in style, so it's worthwhile to hang on to some of these for Christmas.
They are, and another good tip, too, is, hemlines right now are sitting just at or slightly above the knee, so it's much better to spend $20 and have a dress professionally hemmed than to go out and spend $200 on a new dress, especially if it's a dress you love and it just needs some minor alterations.
And that's a really flattering, it's also sometimes a little bit below the knee, a really flattering style right now because it kind of suits everybody.
It does, and it's perfect for all body types as well as leg lengths. It is the most flattering in terms of making your legs look long and lean and sexy, and it works whether you're petite or very tall. So it's a great length. It's a good year for fashion.
And I know you're really tall. Let's talk about the little black dress. Like, we hear that and we think, oh, well, I'm, you know, a little fluffy. I'm taller. I'm this. I'm that. I don't want to show my arms. How do we embrace that if we want to get something that looks nice, but we're not really that, you know, perfect size?
You know, it's interesting. I said to the group of ladies last week that every body is beautiful. And really that if you understand what your body is and what you're comfortable wearing, you can rock any look if you approach it in the right way. And the little black dress is a perfect example. It used to be that you bought sort of this foundation dress and then you played it up, you know, with jewelry. And that's still the case. You can still do that. But when you're out in the stores right now, have a look at some of the great alternatives for little black dress. There's some really fun dresses out there that are made of some chiffons that have a little bit of embellishment on them. If you're wide through the top of your body, look for a dress that is sleeveless and where the shoulders are actually cut in slightly from the shoulder bone, because having that eye, so that the eye line where it comes in slightly, actually reduces the width of your shoulders visually.
And what about if you have a tummy? Because some of these materials are really tight. Do you have to kind of just own it too and go with what you have?
Well, to a certain extent, yes. I think you have to flatter your body. I often look for a fit and flare. So what that means is it fits fairly tailored through the top part of the body, and then it starts to flare out just above my hips. And if I look for a fabric that is light and flowy, it's very forgiving through the belly and the hip region, and it's very flattering.
And it's on trend too, right? That's that sort of Mad Men thing, that fit and flare.
Huge. It's in every store at every price point right now in pretty much every color. Some of the big colors, too, for this season, besides the sparkle, is there's a lot of understated elegance for this season. So you'll see a lot of black, you'll see a lot of silver embellishment, but the two colors that I'm very excited about is winter white is back in a big way, as well as the Merlot, which is sort of a deeper, more saturated version of a burgundy. And they're such great colors on so many skin tones and hair colors that it's just a great year for fashion, I think.
And that's a little bit different than just wearing a black dress. Go with something white and, or off-white, a winter white and lacy, or a burgundy that's not a red, because not everybody can wear red.
I agree. Actually, I was reading somewhere a few weeks ago, and they were saying that Merlot is the new black for 2015, so that'll be interesting to see how that translates. It'll definitely translate into outerwear, for sure. We've seen it all over the, you know, all over the runways, but in the stores as well. So it's a beautiful color, and the saturation tends to not sallow the skin, so it's great. Even if you're very pale, you can get away. Some people with black, it tends to be too severe for their skin tone, so the Merlot or the dark burgundy has that forgiving effect where it still gives you that rich depth of color, but it doesn't really wash you out.
So you have the Merlot inside and on the outside?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, big hair. You know, I've been in the day where big hair, the final net, they got the curler out. Yeah. And the bright eyes are back. Does that mean big hair and no more smoky eye, but a bigger lip?
Well, it's interesting. So for the hair, the messy bun is sort of on its way out. Mm-hmm. And what's replacing it is this, first of all, the very high fashion or the sleek ponytail, which sits very high on your head. Very, very trendy for sort of the 30 and under crowd. And then the high volume updo. So almost a modern take on a beehive. I do it often when I'm going out. I leave the bottom half of my hair down, but sort of do an updo on the top half and give it some volume around right at the top of my head, and I love it. It's a really fun way. It's, again, really a nod to Mad Men.
Okay, so and that's an age-appropriate look, too, then? I heard you say the high ponytail under 30. So updos are certain ones that, you know, you don't do after a certain age?
Well, you know, the sleek ponytail, if you have the bone structure for it, you could carry it off at any age, but it tends to be a very young look.
Mm-hmm.
For me, if I'm going to do a ponytail, unless I'm doing housework around the house, but if I'm going out, I do a low ponytail, sort of at the nape of my neck, and I will keep a strand of hair and wrap it around the elastic so it gives it that finished look, and then just tuck it in underneath with a bobby pin, and it's simple and easy.
Yeah, and I like the idea of sort of partially up and to give a little height and a little glamour to the do. That sounds nice, Tracy.
It's fun, too, because you still get that bounce from the bottom part, and then you get the elegance off on top. I mean, you remember the mullet, and people used to say, you know, business up front and party in the back.
Yeah.
So this is sort of a girly version of that.
But a nice one.
In a very nice way, yes.
Okay, so the bright eyes are back. So what does that mean in terms of color?
Beautiful saturated shadow colors. If you start looking around the stores, you'll see that, you know, the very deep blues and plums are quite prevalent in the store right now. And then there's been this whole reinvention of the eyeliner. And if you watch some of the commercials on TV and the products that are coming into the stores, they're these big, large, they look like Sharpie markers, honestly.
Mm.
But they're not just black. They're deep purples, and they're very saturated, I would say emerald green, but much darker than that, and the blues as well. So it's interesting that that these are being used around the eye to increase the size of the eye, but also it's just a bit of fun. You have to be careful with it because it is a thicker line, so you want to make sure that you're not overdoing it, or you look like a raccoon.
Right, and as, you know, I was a makeup artist, and in my experience of doing that, go for a hint of it, especially if you're older or you don't know where to start. You know, don't do a crazy eye with everything on it.
Agreed.
Do a small liner here or there. And there's also the neat black eyeliner with the on top and on the bottom where you can do a little bit of black and have them separate lines coming out, which is kind of a cool effect.
I love that look. I think it's very sophisticated and elegant, and it's a fun way to dress up your eyes if you're headed out for the night. And
speaking of eyes, these new, the eyelash extensions.
They're amazing.
Yeah, it's a whole new look, right?
It totally is. I often have them, and I swear by them. I can leave the house without mascara. Actually, I often don't wear mascara. I just have my lashes on, and I used to be the person that said, you know, I don't leave the house without lipstick on, but
yeah.
Nowadays it seems to be the lipstick and the eyes, because, you know, as we age, our eyes, they sink a little bit, and so, you know, being able to pronounce my eyelashes, I feel really gives me a bit of youthful lift.
And you always look great. And I think it just does sort of perk up the eye. And I know Rachel has had them done, and I recently had some, and they are kind of fun because you don't have to get ready. It takes so long to get ready anymore.
I know, it's amazing. And I find that, you know, sort of being, you know, over 50, that you have, I put less makeup on because mm-hmm. my eyelashes sort of fit the bill for me. And,
yeah.
and so, you know, I find that less makeup over 52 can be a good thing because it, if you put too much on, it tends to, you know, get stuck in the creases and all that good stuff. So I find that it just does many things.
What style eyelashes do you get, though, Tracy, for you? Because they look really nice. Do you get them the cat eye ones or just all over?
Mine are just, I guess, the regular. I use this, the length that I use is 12. Oh. And they go from, I think, 8 to about, I don't know, I'm sure they go on forever, but I get them at 12 because they're long enough that they're very noticeable, but not too long that they hit the inside of my glasses or my sunglasses.
Oh, I didn't know they came in. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so you can get them different measurements.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, when we come back, let's talk about the 5 things you should do the week before a big holiday or a party or event, because sometimes we do them the day of and it's not the right timing. Back in 2 minutes with Tracy.
Okay.
The reviews are in. Science World's online resource library is a hit with teachers and students alike. Grade 4 teacher Mr. B says, these lessons are hands-on, in line with the BC curriculum and edutaining. Grade 6 student Dylan says, science is rad! !! That kid may love science, but he really needs to work on his punctuation. Download free science lessons for all ages at resources.scienceworld.ca. A message from the broadcasters of British Columbia.
The source is the place for I Want That. So when you said, I need a Black Friday sale with deals on cool tech but can't wait till Friday, who started the sale on a Thursday? The source. And when you said, I also can't wait to find out what brands are on sale, who told you we have deals on brands like Nikon, Sony, and Samsung? The source. Our Black Friday sale, which starts on a Thursday, is now on. And starting Cyber Monday, you can save even more at thesource.ca. The source. I want that. See store for details.
Here's to Black Friday surprises. The surprise of lining up in a polar vortex. And the surprise of seeing the guy who got the last parking spot also get the last gift you wanted. So this year, instead of surprise, get delight at the Lincoln Black Friday event. From November 27th to December 1st, get a $750 bonus on 2014 Lincoln models. Plus, eligible customers can also get an extra $1,000 bonus. The Lincoln Black Friday event ends December 1st. For details, visit a Lincoln retailer.
If you're needing to plan a burial or cremation service, knowing where to turn can be confusing. Here's information that will make it easier. Royal Oak Burial Park is the only not-for-profit, community-owned burial and cremation park in our region. The only one. And as such, we're not here to profit from loss. Instead, we're here to help by offering services to help you plan a fitting goodbye. Royal Oak Burial Park. A beautiful place to remember. Visit robp.ca.
Welcome back to the show. We have Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine on the line. We're talking about all those things at Christmas time to get you ready for your Christmas party. So the 5 things, Tracy, you should do the week before a big holiday party or event, not the day of.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because our lives are so busy now that we leave everything to the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And so I often talk to ladies about those 5 things that really drive you crazy that you should do the week before or 2 weeks before a big event. And, mm-hmm. you know, the first one being, you know, get your hair cut. There's no easier way than to make your hair beautiful than to have a fresh cut. Even if you're not spending money on an updo, your hair will blow out better, it will flat iron better, it will just style better if with fresh cuts. You get rid of all the dead ends and all of that. The second thing is get a gel manicure.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is with a gel is that it lasts 30 days. So even if you get it at the beginning of December, and it will last you through the new year. It doesn't wear. It doesn't chip. It doesn't do anything. It just kind of shines on.
Okay, Tracy, you and I have talked in the break about the other nails we used to have, the chiclet ones. Does this stuff hurt your nail bed, or is there any downside to them?
I mean, I think over time, if you were to do it continually, it would have some of the same effect where it would dry out the nail bed underneath.
Mm-hmm.
But technology's come a long way, and the way that they use the UV lights to bond the gel to your nail, I think is a lot more effective and safer than, remember in the old days when you'd use the glue?
Yeah.
I mean, not only would the smell give you a headache, but... Yeah, so
between perms and the nails and all the stuff we've been through, my goodness.
Perms, that's a whole other segment. Oh, yes.
Okay, and what else is on the list?
Invest in a great jacket or a blazer. This is one of the things that I talk to ladies about often. I have a beautiful black crepe silk blazer, and I probably wear it 10 times over the course of the holidays in 10 different ways. Because one of the great things about a neutral blazer is that it can be thrown over a dress, and it looks great. You can dress it up with a jumpsuit, jumpsuits are really hot this season. You could dress it up with jeans and a great pair of boots, and it gives you that diversity to sort of feel that little bit dressy whenever it's needed.
I was going to ask you that with a little black dress, is that sometimes it's like having bad shoes. People have a beautiful dress and they wear their duffel coat or something that really brings it down. You should care about the outerwear when you're getting all fancy.
I agree. I mean, if you're not a jacket person, invest in a really beautiful, what you call mid-length or waist-length cardigan, a fancy cardigan with maybe, rhinestone buttons or something that you can put over your shoulders over that little black dress just to give it that final layer of elegance.
That's a great tip.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is make sure that you have your leg wear. And, that term now changes depending on what age bracket you're in. And a lot of ladies go bare leg now. Even in the wintertime, it's very chic not to wear stockings.
Yeah.
I tend to be not in that category. I love a winter stocking. I often wear something that's very sheer and very nude, so it gives my legs that nice sleek look, but it's in an even color. So I always make sure that I've got those in my drawer, as well as anything else that that you might need for the holiday season.
And get a couple of pairs in case you have a problem with them.
Exactly. Put them in your drawer. I can't even tell you, and I'm sure that you and everybody listening has had this happen. You buy one pair, you put it on, and it runs.
Oh, I know.
And you're stuck.
Yeah.
You're sitting there going, okay, so I've got this other pair, but they're white or they're black, and you're kind of stuck. So make sure.
Or Tracy, try them on before. I have bought so many pairs, and you're tall too. I bought so many pairs that I'm sweating because they're down like to my knee, and the crotch is down here, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Or they're so tight that you're just gonna pass out when you put them on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, stockings or. Nylons or pantyhose, whatever you want to call them, they were never meant to have a drop crotch.
No.
Never. And it's the most uncomfortable thing. So definitely, if you're tall, get tall. If you're queen, get queen.
Yeah.
And, be comfortable. And obviously, they come in all sizes. And some of the new ones out now with the body shaping effect.
Great.
They're amazing. You can actually leave the Spanx at home, and it's an all-in-one. And it's a great way to sort of smooth out the body. And
Without having too much armor on, because sometimes it's just so much.
Yeah, and then you go to sit down at a dinner party and you can't move.
Yeah, or it rolls.
Yes.
You got to put your napkin around your waist and go to the washroom.
Yes.
Okay, black nylons or black tights. My friend Debbie goes nuts with me because I know you're talking about the sheer. Sometimes you get this image that, I don't like wearing those. My legs look better in black. What is your take on wearing the darker nylons?
Well, the black tights and black stockings are very trendy right now. You'll see lots of black out there that's got some opacity to it, so it's a little bit sheer. There's others with pattern. There's some really great tights out there, so you could sort of wear them with boots as well. And I think it's whatever you're comfortable with. What I suggest to women is don't do the black on black on black and look. Mm-hmm. Don't do the black dress with the black tights and the black shoes.
Yeah.
It kind of, it ends up being sort of this sea of black, and you don't really do full service to your body. You want to break it up somehow. If I'm wearing a black dress, I love patterned shoes. One of my favorite pairs are a black houndstooth check, and mm-hmm. I love them. And I will do a nude leg because I want to break up that space between, the larger part of my body, which is the hips, and the better part of my body, which is my legs.
So it doesn't look like a uniform or something.
Exactly, too. And yeah. It doesn't look drab.
Yeah, that's really true.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a good take. And what else? Have we got five yet, or we got one more?
The other two things that I have absolutely nothing to do really with fashion and beauty, but more to do with the holidays. And the first one is that I think that you should either donate a toy. This is what we do. We donate a toy either to CFAX Anonymous or to the the Santa Claus parade, something like that, and donate 60 minutes of your time over the holidays. It's amazing how good it makes you feel, whether you volunteer, you serve a meal, you help an organization. There's always a group out there that needs help to do something, and it's a great way to give back.
That's the most beautiful accessory, is giving back. And there's also seniors that also have a gift-giving component now. I just got my CPCA dealing with seniors, and there's a lot of very lonely seniors too, and maybe combine seniors and kids.
Yeah.
You know, nothing puts a smile on someone's face when they're older as seeing young people.
That's
so
true. That's absolutely
true. You know, visiting a nursing
true.
Home. So those are great tips there too. I just want to touch on briefly in this time we have left is why being 50 is the new 30 and why never apologize for being 21 anymore. I know you've hit a magic number this year. How do you like it?
I love it. I mean, I love being 50. I loved being 40. I loved being 30. But the one thing about, I was talking with a group of ladies. I was doing a keynote address, and we were talking. The ladies were pretty much my age, sort of 35 to 55. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I said is, as I'm traveling and talking to ladies, I often hear people sort of almost apologizing for the fact that they're not, I'm not 21 anymore. And I don't ever want to be 21 again. I love the fact that I am, at that age where I'm 50 now, and I have my family, and I have that experience, and every wrinkle on my face and every curve on my hip I've earned.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if we, you know, if we accept that and celebrate who we are and how far we've come to get to where we are, I think it's a really amazing way to, you know, to love ourselves.
And I think we have to have more gratitude in life. I think we, when you hear people complain, we are lucky to be here when other people have not made it this far. So we do disservice by those that aren't here anymore by complaining so much about it. There's lots, and we're plus in a great time where we can, you know, do so many things, like you're talking about the eyelashes, whatever, to make ourselves feel better on that superficial level. But underneath it all, it's so much calmer when you get older as far as what matters, because you know what matters more.
And it's amazing that when you get to be 40, you're sort of in the stride of your life where, you know, your career has taken shape and your family is growing. And, you know, for 50, for me, you know, with having four children and grandchildren at a fairly young age,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
But it's wonderful because I have all of these unique elements of my life that sort of come together to make it, you know, one very rich and amazing experience. And I agree with you. I appreciate what I have, and I often think about what I do have and how I can sort of make it better. And I meant for everyone around me, whether it's giving back or doing something with my family, spending more time. So I agree. I think you just have to take what you have, make it amazing, and just keep moving forward.
Absolutely. And surround yourself by people like Tracy who are positive and help you out and help others. Tracy is at Niche Magazine. You can find her on my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com. She's also got another magazine coming out, At Home. Come back in January. We'll talk about some of the trends in interior design and all that stuff, because that's a great new magazine starting out. If people want to get a hold of you, Tracy, how do they do that?
Well, they can reach me certainly on our website, nichemagazine.ca, via Twitter. Check out our Facebook page. We're all very busy there, and you know, either myself or somebody from the Niche team is always available to answer questions and chat with people.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tracy. You always have great ideas for us, and have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
While she was alive, Judy Matheson was supported through her husband's last weeks of life and after he died. So, she left a bequest in her will. Today, hundreds of people receive end-of-life care from a fund she established in her name to the local hospice. Judy left a legacy. So can you. Leave a gift in your will to your favorite charities. Learn how at leavealegacy.ca, an initiative of CAGP Vancouver Island. Supported by Victoria Hospice.
Dad, how are you feeling? We've been worried about you since that heart attack.
Much better now that I'm back home, son. I got the alarm care system.
You mean the medical alarm?
If I need help, I just press this button on my wristband, and an operator from Alarm Force can speak to me live in the house.
Really?
They got my medical history on file and can send help right away. They'll even call you and your sister so you know what's happening.
You know what, Dad? That does make me feel better.
Get peace of mind for the ones you love with Alarm Care by Alarm Force. Call 1-800-267-2001 or visit myalarmcare.com.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's 1:30. Good afternoon in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. Winter has arrived a bit early to the capital region. We've got some snow on the ground today. It's also quite icy, especially on side streets. So take it easy if you are driving out there today. The major routes are, for the most part, just bare and dry as city crews have been salting those streets. But the side streets, and especially the shady ones where the sun hasn't been able to get to yet, those are quite slippery with lots of ice. But city crews are out salting. So just be careful and give yourself more time to get where you're going. Don't forget about the Santa Claus parade tonight and all those road closures, too. The parade route starts at 5:45 at the legislature on Belleville, heads through the Inner Harbor, down Government to Chatham, to end at the Capital Iron parking lot. Roads will be closed around the Inner Harbor. Government and Chatham will also be closed, and traffic will be rerouted in the area around Capital Iron. Transit buses will also be detoured. With less than 24 hours to go before the roar on the shore at BC Place, Grey Cup tickets are being sold at some last-minute rock-bottom prices. Mario Livich with ShowtimeTickets.com says what started as almost $288 a piece are now being sold for as little as
$49 each, savings of over 70%. Most tickets are selling less than half the box office price.
Livich says he's expecting ticket sales to be steady today, the final day before the 102nd Grey Cup game.
We're anticipating sales to pick up significantly as more people come in from out of town and local people get wind that tickets are available and affordable. Every ticket for every event in the world will sell at a certain price.
Organizers couldn't guarantee tomorrow's showdown between the Hamilton Tiger Cats and Calgary Stampeders would be a sellout, but said it would be close. And the suspect in Quebec's 2012 election night shooting says he cannot remember a thing about that night. The shooting killed a stagehand outside a Parti Québécois victory celebration. And testifying at his own bail hearing yesterday, Richard Henry Bain choked back tears as he claimed having overdosed on medication around the time of the shooting. He called the shooting a tragedy. CFAX weather is coming up.
22 grueling weeks. Two teams left standing.
That's the way to play football!
But only one champion will rise. The 102nd Grey Cup on TSN. Hamilton collides with Calgary for a chance to hoist the cup at BC Place. Plus, Imagine Dragons storm the stage at halftime. Ticats, Stamps, the 102nd Grey Cup. Tomorrow at 3 on TSN.
CFAX weather, a clear sky this afternoon and a bit breezy too. A high hovering around the freezing mark. Clear and windy tonight with a low down to -5. But with the wind chill, it will feel a bit colder than that. Sunny tomorrow and a high of +2. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's -1. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:33.
Formula 4 presents the 102nd Grey Cup. Can Hamilton make good on last year?
Brandon Banks down the sideline!
Can Calgary win one more? Ticats, Stampeders. The 102nd Grey Cup tomorrow, live from BC Place. Presented by Formula 4 Oxygenated Water. Created by science, proven by athletes.
This is where the pros play. CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here every Saturday on CFAX from 1 to 2. Now we're joined by educator, coach, counselor, author, and of course a parent, Dr. Allison Reese. We haven't spoken for a while, but I always like to catch up with Allison. She's got a great website with great tips and all the seminars that she has coming up. How are you, Allison?
Hi, I'm really good. Thank you, Patty.
Excellent, excellent. I always like catching up because my friends hear the show and hear what you say. And last time, maybe it was a year or more ago, you talked about when kids are older and being more of a coach than the parent. And people use your advice because we've taken all the courses when they're young through you, maybe, you know, when they're teens, they get a little older and we don't really know the rules because it's all new ground and it actually gets not more difficult, but different.
It is different. And the boundaries, you know, the boundaries still need to be there. And yeah, when it's your older kids, now my kids you know, moved out of the house when they were 19. My daughter traveled Europe, and then she ended up meeting someone, and she moved to Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, and so needless to say, I've been to Australia a couple of times. And
now, that's a lot of parents' worst nightmare, in a way, is the Australian boyfriend. My friend, her daughter has one now, is if they move there, because it's so far away. How has it been for you?
It was a bit of a heartache at first, and it certainly was for her. I mean, she had to pack all her things into a suitcase and say goodbye to her family and her friends. But she said hello to a pretty amazing person, and you know, they've been together now for 4 years, and they come here as much as they can. And eventually, I think they're moving to Vancouver. But it is hard, and you would think with Facebook and Skype that makes it easier. It does. You know, we can text each other and it's instant.
Yeah.
You know, so I think we just get our heads into where we're at.
That's true.
I had to do a lot of self-managing and catch myself if I was resisting strongly the reality of where my life is right now.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's maybe when you're a parent and you have that control and all of a sudden you really don't have that control anymore. It's not yours to say what they do.
Well, and I think that that's so true. And the big piece that I was always quite aware of is that I needed to have a lot of focus on my own life so that my kids didn't become my career. I mean, you know, they want to see us enjoying ourselves and being independent and having our own life so they can feel free to have theirs.
Right. And as I recall, when they were moving out and moving on with their lives, you sort of embraced a whole new life and are really enjoying this stage of your life. And that's a little secret maybe no one talks about. You know, it's kind of okay. You know?
Well, I don't think our parents were feeling too guilty about enjoying themselves. I mean,
I know, but it's sort of like once you sort of get over some of this initial stuff, you realize, you know, hopefully you have a good relationship with your husband and the freedom that you have all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so I do think embracing this stage of life is important. And I mean, the thing that I love is that I've got these two young adults that I have a great relationship with, and I love their partners too. So,
wow, bonus. And where's your son at these days?
Oh, he's still living in Victoria, but you know, I looked at him one day when he was 19 and he'd done some college, and you know, he's 6'5" and he was just working full time, and I said, gee, you know what, I think it's time for you to get your own place.
Wow.
So, you know, he's worked and gone to school, and of course we help where we can, but he maintains that when he moved out and just learning the lessons of life, that that was one of the best things for him.
What do you think, Allison, with today's parents? You know, every generation is different, and even up to our ages. Why do parents feel this need to sort of hover over and not let go, like you did with saying it's time to move on?
Well, I think we get really embroiled in our kids' lives, and I think that we can have, well, if I were to be really honest, mm-hmm. I think that we can be very enmeshed as families and, you know, get too wrapped up in the business of other people. And just because they're in our family doesn't mean their business is our business.
Wow.
I think the big thing that my parents did for me, I mean, I look at my parents, they were really decent people, they worked hard, but the one thing they gave me was really clear boundaries. They didn't interfere by nagging or over-controlling. I could have used a little bit more in input and time with them. It would have been nice if we talked about our feelings and resolved conflict in a different way, but they did some really good things there too.
I think those are great points that you make, because I think we tend to think in families, and maybe if your siblings are girls, I see sisters are probably the worst that way, mm-hmm. that you have a right to say whatever you want and know everybody's business and comment on it.
Exactly. And that is how families that appear to be really close, they do that kind of thing. They talk about each other. They interfere. But the closeness isn't really closeness unless you are able to be an independent individual and be loved for who you are. So, you know, true closeness is having enough separation.
You're so wise. I just need a tape of you all the time, because you honestly do make such good sense. And, you know, as your kids get older and you don't let go or you ask too many questions, they just really don't want to be around you, because
yeah.
you need to trust them at some stage in life.
it's incredibly insulting to them for us to interfere too much. And the big learning I had one day, literally in a day, was Bruce and I were in the motorhome traveling, and you know, for a few hundred kilometers, I found myself getting really, really grumpy. And of course, Bruce noticed, and he asked me what was up. And at first, I didn't know, but then I realized I had spent 200 or 300 kilometers thinking about Jared's job and the fact that he needed to get a better job. And I was totally in his business. And I've really learned that if I'm in someone else's business, I am causing myself a great deal of stress. And it's never really, it's just simply not true that he needs to do what I think he should do.
Wow.
Well, you know that.
Yeah, and also with your spouse, I think, Allison, if you get in that negative mindset about a certain child you have, and usually there's one that stands out, you can really just go in a tailspin of negativity about that kid, about nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And you can blame yourself.
Yeah. The old guilt game. Okay, we come back and we'll also talk about the iPhone, because I know we can't do without them now, and parenting has changed a lot since our kids were younger. So let's talk a bit about that. We're back with Allison Reese.
From the CFAX 1070 Community Cruiser, here's what's happening.
The Salvation Army Santa Shuffle and Fun Run is on Saturday, December 6th at Big West Community Center. Help raise funds at this race, which begins at 10 a.m. The 25th Annual Lighted Ship Parade is Saturday, December 6th, starting at 7 at the Inner Harbor. Ship Point will be full of lights and life from 5 to 9, with music, vendors, food, drinks, and more.
Watch for our Kia Soul from Graham Kia on Government Street. CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
I'm Corinne May, letting you know what's happening around Victoria. The Salvation Army Santa Shuffle and Fun Run is on Saturday, December 6th at Vic West Community Center. Help raise funds at this race, which begins at 10 a.m. Island Farm Santa's Light Parade is tonight at 5:45. Enjoy an array of dazzling floats and marching bands that travel along magically lit Government Street from Victoria's Inner Harbor to Chatham Street. Look for the CFAX Community Cruiser together with CFAX Santa's Anonymous, Cool FM, and CTV Vancouver Island. Catch the light up at Centennial Square before the parade. Bring a stocking stuffer to the Two Burly Men truck at 1420 Broad Street and help CFAX Santa's Anonymous. CFAX presents internationally known pianist Frank Mills. Catch his intimate performance Saturday, December 20th at the Royal Theatre. Tickets are on sale now at the Royal Theatre box office. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
Buy one, get one free. It's a way of life at Fairway Markets. Look in your Fairway flyer. Assorted Astro yogurt, a 650 to 750 gram tub. Buy one, get one free. MJB coffee, a 1 kilogram tin. Buy one, get one free. Black Diamond slices, 500 gram package. Buy one, get one free. Come down to Fairway Markets for the buy one, get one free sales event today.
No club cards, no points, no gimmicks. Just great card-free pricing at Fairway Market.
It's time. Time to put away the RV. But you can let it rest in comfort by winterizing with Tom's RV Service and Supplies. They'll even come to wherever your RV is with their mobile service to make it easier on you. And check your roof and seams to ensure your RV is ready for the long sleep. See you again soon, my friend. Do it now. Do it better. Tom's RV Service and Supplies.
CFAX Sunday. The biggest stories of the week, revisited with all your favorite hosts. Sunday morning at 8 on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Dr. Allison Reese and talking about kids and technology, because things have really changed since our kids were younger. You know, you go to the mall nowadays and you see little kids with the iPhone, the iPad. You know, when my parent group, we'd go out, it would be the park so we could see each other, have a bit of a sanity break, and we'd be on our landlines talking half the day. What are you seeing now in your classes, Allison, and how has it changed parenting?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I actually almost feel overwhelmed just thinking about it now, yeah, because it's just changed so much with the iPhone. And, you know, my article, me and my boyfriend, I talk about how I am so dependent on this phone for making my appointments and, you know, connecting with my daughter. And that I wonder what my discipline would have been like if I had this when my kids were younger. And so what I'm seeing in my classes is, well, I see people giving too much authority over kids at a very young age with screens. In other words, I think that we are seeing screens as almost a right, and it's such a seductive piece of life now that we have to have structure around screen time, especially when our kids are younger. So a lot of times people are just really, really dependent on using these screens as the electronic babysitter. I mean, Patty, you mentioned seeing really young kids at the mall. I saw a double stroller with about a 3-year-old and an 18-month-old. The 3-year-old had an iPad. The 18-month-old had the smartphone. I walked by. These kids were entertaining themselves with the screens. Walked by 20 minutes later while Mom was getting her MAC makeup do-over. These kids were still on the screens. You know, and I thought, wow, would I ever be tempted to do that? I remember being in Australia driving with a young mom. She had a baby that was, you know, just a couple of months old. And when he started crying, she quickly brought up an app that was black and white and had a butterfly. And it took his attention, and he stopped crying.
Sounds pretty tempting, doesn't it? I mean, you know, I think the babysitter was a little bit, the TV was a babysitter a bit for us with, you know, we put on the Disney movies, right?
Yeah.
So you'd have an hour or something. And I've thought about the same question when I see kids, would I have done this? And, you know, it's what your generation is doing. And so, you know, it's really, you can't really cast stones because it's probably something you would do in a way.
Well, I mean, absolutely. And so, you know, we have to ask ourselves, well, first of all, we have to figure out what are the right questions to ask ourselves about this. And I think some questions are we still engaging with nature when we are screen-free? Are we still able to go to the beach, go to the park, and put the screens away completely?
Right. Have those experiences where you're just talking or being together.
Yeah. So can we do that? Are we doing that? And then another question is, have we created a screen-free time in our home so that the kids are getting enough time for school, enough sleep time, you know? And an idea I heard recently that I really liked was not only a screen-free time, but a screen-free zone. So a lot of parents, you know, with teenagers and whatnot, talk to their kids about screen-free zones, which could be the eating area of the home and the car.
Right.
I really like that because when my daughter and I would travel in the car, that just seemed like a time for her and I to talk about all kinds of things.
Well, I think that was one of our first talks. You talked about the car and boys or kids. That's a good time to have those kind of chats because you're not looking at them directly. Mm-hmm. It's an easier flow of conversation. So it really is an important time to connect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, I think when our kids overuse screen times, we just have to help them manage the screen time. I don't think it works to just completely take screen time away, you know, because while they're living with us in our homes, it's an opportunity for us to do some role modeling, to talk about how tempting it is to constantly check our iPhones and iPads, et cetera, and just really give them the guidance. And we're learning with them.
Right, because I do see, you know, some parents are sitting there texting so much with the buggy and the kids are on their phones. So, like you say, maybe put down yours for a while so that they're not seeing you do that all the time also, that
yeah.
It's so important. And I think, you know, going to the park and going to the beach and just being free, like you say, is a good starting point.
Yeah, and if you are going out where you absolutely have to be on your phone because there's work and this phone is actually allowing you to go out, then I think it's important to put perimeters around that and to be able to say to your child, there will be 5 minutes where I'm actually going to be checking my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because there you're putting a boundary in. And how frustrating is it when you go out with another adult and suddenly they're on their phones?
I know, even with you know, different events you go to, you see people at a, you know, elections went on the last month. You see counselors and people on their phones taking pictures and while they're supposed to be answering questions. Mm-hmm. And I still think it's kind of rude. I think, mm-hmm. you know, if you're part of something, maybe you could wait to use your phone, but that's clearly not the way now because everything gets tweeted and sent out. So it's part of it. But I don't know. I guess I'm old school that way.
Well, I think it's about values. And if we value connection, you know, and value just even time to ourselves without this constant distraction, then what's that going to look like in our lives? If we really value that, what are we going to do about it?
Yeah, and you know, it's so crazy, Allison, because we grew up with none of these phones, the computers, and it's amazing how it's changed so much and will continue to evolve that we didn't have these. You couldn't get a hold of people all the time. If you went to Europe for the summer or however long, you really, you know, maybe would make one-minute call home during that time because it just wasn't available. What's that?
And everybody would panic.
Yeah, of course. And you had a landline, so you had to wait till your neighbor was off the phone. I mean, it was really old school.
I don't think people know what a busy signal was anymore, do they?
Yeah, no, or how to use a rotary phone. And yeah, it's crazy. And so with the people in your classes nowadays, what kind of, when you teach your courses, mm-hmm. what kind of advice are people most asking you for?
Oh, wow, that's such a good question. Certainly screen time comes up. That is a big one. I think people, gosh, Patty, that's a good one, you know. I think people come into the classes frustrated because their kids aren't listening and they're irresponsible. And
mm-hmm. The same,
you know,
things.
Same stuff. And I just worked with a family yesterday who are putting their progress on Facebook, so they've given me permission to talk about it. But they've got a 10 and a 14-year-old. And mom and dad went on strike. They went on strike when it came to making the kids lunches and breakfast in the morning because it was just a nagging, screaming, you know, yucky experience. And so mom took the kids shopping for food, and they get up in the morning, and they make their own breakfast, and they make their own lunch. And these kids came into my office yesterday, and they said, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
Wow.
Because you're not nagging us anymore, and mom and dad are just staying out of the kitchen. And so I think parents need to stay out of the kitchen, metaphorically speaking, much, much more than they do with their kids.
Wow. Great advice. When we come back, we're going to talk more about holidays mm-hmm. and maybe your adult kids and how do you handle all those different issues. Back in a minute.
Canadians across the country are...
We interrupt our own commercial to bring you the Ford Black Friday event. From November 27th to December 1st, get an additional $750 towards most new 2014 Ford models. Also, get as low as 0% APR financing for up to 72 months, or up to $9,000 in rebates, and up to $1,500 for loyalty and conquest customers on select new 2014 vehicles. Get the most out of your Black Friday weekend with an additional $750 bonus. Ends December 1st, so hurry to your local Ford store.
See Ford.ca for terms and details.
Hey Victoria, Brian Higgins here from Bay West Rona in Vic West. I've been in the home renovation business in Victoria for over 28 years and have been lucky to work with a talented and experienced team that can help you fix, renovate, or replace anything in your home. Our convenient location across the Bay Street Bridge features a drive-through covered lumberyard, extensive hardware and plumbing selections, a top-notch paint department, and so much more. Come on in and see us, Bay West Rona, doing it right 7 days a week at the corner of Bay and Wilson in Vic. Quest.
Majestic, uplifting, and coming to Victoria. Don't miss Handel's Messiah this holiday season. Experience one of the most glorious choral works ever written, performed by the Victoria Choral Society, a brilliant cast of soloists, and the Victoria Symphony, led by Maestro Nathan Brock. Feel the music. Join in with the Hallelujah Chorus, but only on December 19th and the 21st. Handel's Messiah at UVic Center Farquhar Auditorium. For tickets, call the Victoria Symphony box office or click on victoriasymphony.ca.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. We're talking to Dr. Allison Reitz, who is an educator, coach, counselor, author, and of course a parent. Allison, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know about all of your writings, about your seminars and your coaching?
Oh, thanks, Patty. It's Life Seminars. So Life stands for Living in Families Effectively. LifeSeminars.com.
And, you know, everybody can benefit from these because it's not a shame to say you don't know what you're doing because we've never been on this route before, so every adventure is new. And it sure helps to have some framework around how to parent. I always appreciate your input, and I think it makes a difference. So I really encourage you, if you're struggling at all or just want to make it better for yourself, certainly go see Allison and take one of her courses.
We have a lot of fun at the courses because I have all these volunteers that work with me, and they put skits on. And, you know, we get 80 to 100 people in every 8-week course. So some people get to come back free of charge because they've already taken it. And, you know, it just becomes this community of people.
Yeah, you're not alone. Like, mm-hmm. everybody goes through this stuff, right, at a different time. And now we're going to talk about the different time, which is, say, holidays. You have two kids who have had, significant others.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with, say, the girlfriend you don't like, the boyfriend? They want to go to the other side's family. How do you start dealing as a parent with the changing role of your family?
I think you have to think about everybody's needs. And, you know, again, it's that letting go piece. So I'm thinking about this Christmas, and, you know, we're not going to have our daughter here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been so different the last few years, having Christmas, you know, with just the three of us or whatever. And I guess it all boils down to being open to, you know, just finding that middle ground.
And a new normal.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like, we've got to embrace change, because one of the givens of life is that everything changes and ends.
Mm-hmm.
And things aren't always going to go according to plan. And, you know, we will experience some frustration and pain. And if we are resisting the givens of life, then we develop this kind of controlling attitude.
Right, and for your son, too, it's different. So you have to set that model that it's great having him there and the family, the smaller family around, instead of what was normal for the past 20-some-odd years.
Yeah, and, you know, to be honest, by the end of all of that, I was kind of done.
I love that. You know, it's so true, isn't it? Stuff like Halloween, all the stuff you did, it was like, oh, I'll really miss this. You get there and kind of go, hey, I kind of get it. It's like, over that, you know?
Well, I overcompensated, because in my family growing up, we never overdid any of that stuff. I think some of it was underdone in terms of birthdays anyway. And so I was the parent that would, you know, do the balloons and the streamers. And it was just like, oh, yeah, this is a lot of work.
You know, I think that is really it. Sometimes when you have to feel those feelings, right? And when we go through it, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad, and it's natural to move on, and it's natural to want more and more of your life back when the parenting piece is done.
Wow, and your books are still out, too. What, you have two books. What are those?
Yeah. The Parent-Child Connection and Sidestepping the Power Struggle. They're at Boland's and Books on View, and
And the Parent-Child Connection, what is that about, just the when they were young and when they're born?
I wish we didn't title it that, because it sounds like it's about the young kids, but it's actually the deeper book around communication and family systems and boundaries and conflict resolution. So I need to rename the book.
When's your next book coming out? Because, you know, you've always got such great stuff at every stage. Do you have a new book in you?
Well, I've got a new book in me, but it's for professionals to help them run groups and teach parenting, and that's kind of where I'm heading.
I think that's great, because that's what we need, isn't it? To support other people that have kids, even if ours are grown up, to be there for other people, because, you know, it is a really hard journey, and you don't know it until you kind of get in and go, wow, it's not what I thought it was.
Well, and if it was, I would never have had sex. Honestly, if someone had warned me, you know, what I would be into, because it was so intense, I would have just gone, okay, no thanks.
I'll have a dog.
Yeah, keep with dogs. And I hear that all the time from people. They had no idea it would be such an emotionally intense, amazing, but difficult.
And it's ongoing. So always make sure you get help around any part of your life, whether your kids are babies or young adults or adults. Take care of yourself and make sure, you know, that you're number one for yourself.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
Okay, and if people want to get hold of you, you can contact me through my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com, or Dr. Allison Reese. And your website is?
Lifeseminars.com.
Excellent. Thank you, TJ, as always. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.